And then the movies and the paper and the TV news. Somebody's army is always on the move. There's gonna be a battle, the lines have been drawn. They got guns and tanks and planes. The wells are gone dry and the water is bad, and the air is acid rain. There's war after war and rumors of war from the east. There's a rumbling in the ground and they're talking about the beast. Good mother's cry calls, the rivers run high with the blood of too many sons. Some people say peace is on the way, the worst is still to come. Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book. Armies in the cities and the missiles stand ready for flight. A pale horse rides like the wind across the night. And that rumbling in the desert like thunder getting closer. Are the trumpets getting ready to blow? There's gonna be a shout that will wake the dead. We better be ready to go. Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book.
And welcome to the live Watcher for Jesus program. My name is Thomas Gamble. I am back. I know I wasn't live Thursday, Friday, and so forth. And, well, we're back live today on Monday. And family, thank you for waiting, being patient with me. So we're talking this week about what's getting ready to happen. And I will cover a lot of news that I got to get caught up on. And so forth, and well, I'm glad to be back in the saddle. You know, a few issues last week, but they come and they go. Family, I want to start off by dedicating the broadcast, and then we're going to just maneuver right on into what I want to talk about. Can't dilly-dally along too much. Family, there's a lot of things going on this time. And a lot of distractions, of course, to keep us all tied up. To keep us all tied up. And family, there's going to be distractions like you have never seen before. It's going to be coming up one way and the other. It's going to be coming at us from all kinds of directions. And your walk with God is going to be interrupted. And it's just what's going to happen. Be from family members, friends, work, all kinds of places, family, all kinds of places. And some people can't help it. Sometimes you're going to distract yourselves, you see, because this is really the big picture. This is really the big picture of what's going on to keep you from following Jesus Christ. That is the bottom line. And keep your eyes off of the New World Order and what they're doing in the background for blood moons. Yeah, my nonsense is absolutely nonsense. But you'll find this tetrad, for example. Everybody's now concerned about the end times events and the four blood moons from that fraud Hagee and Mark Blitz and all these guys. Man, I'm getting tired of it. They got innocent, good people, people that trust in these people because they've got a large congregation. That means nothing. I'm telling you, what do you think that the great falling away is all about? What do you think when it says there's going to be wolves in sheep's clothing? What do you think that means? You think some podunk church is going to send some preachers out there? No, this is at the very highest level of theologians. Not low level. They're just whatever, come they go, like a box of cereal. You know, we're talking at the very highest level. How they control them? Think about it for a minute. The National Council of Churches. The 501c3. Tax-exempt status. Council of Churches. All the denominations, all of the religions or sects, S-E-C-T-S, now you can, S-E-X too, both sides I reckon, nowadays. So, everybody's included in a council. Not where the Holy Spirit works on just individuals that are obedient to the Holy Spirit, but they work in councils. National Council of Churches. And you're probably saying, well, so what? Well, because before you were born, 1936, the National Council of Churches was the Federal Council of Churches. You're probably saying again, so what? Well, Rockefeller, a Satanist, that made $200 million off of the death, the blood of World War I, veterans and citizens. Documented, they made $200 million off of death, destruction that they caused and created. We funded the Bolsheviks. We funded Nazism as directed by the Vatican. That's fact. Absolute fact. Please try to refute that. I'd love for you to. You will fail. Because that's exactly what they did. But not only did they do that, but they funded Hitler in 1928. Bolshevik Revolution, early 1900s, as directed by the Vatican. IMF, Bretton Woods, family, it's all connected in a web of terror. Christine Lagarde, all the way down to predecessors before she's even born. Evil resides in these people. Going back generations. Fact, not theory nor speculation. Provable fact. They can all be traced to certain sources too. Federal Council of Churches were determined to be the most communistic, corrupt system in America, one of the most, in 1936 by Naval Intelligence. Oops. So by 1940s, they changed the name to National Council of Churches. Can't change the stripes. They just changed the name. That's all they did. Rockefellers created it. That's how it really works. But I'll tell you again, though, they fail. They're giving latitude now in the supernatural realm. They're being placated. If you're aware, you're not. You're just tolerating it. But they're being placated in their own self-destruction. And they don't even know it yet. And there's nothing they can do about it. Because they're hell-bound for leather. Cattle in a desert of moral ineptitude. Heading toward a pond of poisoned water. It's called the tribulations. It's going to be upon them. And there's nothing they can do to stop the stampede that they're on. Who? Queen Elizabeth? All of the Merovingian bloodline? Those involved in the Council of Foreign Relations? Bilderberg, Trilateral Commission? Your own Joint Chief of Staff are a bunch of losers. Because they belong to secret societies. That's a fact. And they're against their own. Test 1, 2, 3. That's unusual. Okay, it went off. I don't know why it went off. All right. We're back online again. That's crazy. Why did I do that? Anyway, that's how it really works. That's how it really works. Oh, did I tell you, my name is Thomas Gambill. This is the Watch for Jesus program. I like to start off slow. I just kind of warmed up over the 2 hours. We got a lot to talk about, family, this next 5 days. And I'm going to unload on you all week long. When you're going to fire your weapons, you got to have ammunition. What weapons do you have? Prayer. Faith. Banding together and legislation, changing legislation. Parent Teachers Association, putting the teachers against the ropes to start teaching the correct way. Put pressure on the superintendents of the schools, the principals. Put pressure on your Freemason preacher and ones that belong to the council of committees and that's using the NIV Bibles and the New King James Bible and all that junk. The King James Bible literally is the only true word of God. Your preacher, who it is, from Perry Stone down to Billy Graham, I don't care who it is, can't prove otherwise that the King James Bible is the only true word of God, and the rest of them are, in fact, with extreme evidence, corrupted by design. And there's not one theologian out there of a couple million that can prove otherwise. Guarantee it, promise you. So that should say something right there. If you do your research, you'll find that to be true. Family, it's time to fight back. It's time to take a stand for Jesus Christ. Not your Stephen Anderson preachers, not for your Christian identity, not for Westboro Baptist Church, or whatever church you belong to, whatever preacher you love, whatever rabbi you really respect, whatever pope you might follow or do whatever, Ash Wednesday, I don't care what. It's about Jesus Christ. Done. That's it. But it's my home church. So what? Where two or more are gathered is your church of Jesus Christ. Where two or more are gathered in his name and the right word of God. It's got all the verses there. That's important. Not missing verses like all the other Bibles are doing. Missing the verses. That's a problem. See how that works? And I can prove it. You can prove it. If you do the research, don't even need me. But I do appreciate you listening. Family, we'll dedicate the broadcast, and we're going to get down to it. I got a lot to talk about after being silent for 2 days. Almost three, actually. And I got a lot to spill out. Oh, Joint Chief, you're not going to like me at all today. You're going to hate me purely. I got some things to say to you people. You losers, man. You wasted your 4 stars. I don't know what you did, man. But you wasted your life and your whole career. It's a pathetic thing in the force, Joint Chief of Staff and the members of the Council of Foreign Relations. And you brief them. You're none but traitors. You're like communists going back to the 1960s. It's a waste of your time, a waste of your money, a waste of your career. Even walk through the halls of CFR. And you're lying to the American people. Shame on you, man. Shame on you. But you will be stand accountable to God. Every 4-star general, right down to major, whatever you are. There's Knights of Malta, Knights of Columbus, Rhodes Scholars, Freemasons. You will answer to God for that blood oath you took to lie to the American people. Over my pay grade. But the one's going to handle you. Is a pay grade you'll never reach. All you got to do is renounce the blood oath and tell the truth. But a lot of you don't have the guts to do it. Oh, your pay dearly is because they'll go after you, your so-called brothers. They'll turn against you in a heartbeat. And you know that too, don't you? That's why you're afraid. You're brave on the battlefield, but weak in heart and no courage. Physical courage you got. Moral courage you lack. Let's dedicate the broadcast and get moving here. Lord, we thank you today. Father, we come together again, Father, in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. We pray. Lord, we gather today on this broadcast once again, Father, and we pray for our brethren. We pray for our country. Father, we pray an awakening in this world scene. Lord, we see a change in a worldwide level coming. Lord, it may not be one that we may appreciate or want, but Father, we know that judgment has to happen. Before judgment and that of satanic chaos, we know that there's going to be a period of peace. That period of peace, Lord, we know not to hold our breath. Lord, we know that there's going to be distractions in our lives, in our work. And Lord, we pray that you will protect us with the blood of Jesus against these distractions. We thank you, Father, for the opportunities you give us to witness to others. Father, we pray for the healing of our brethren, our families, and to bring people together, Lord. In the name of Jesus. And Father, to exalt the King James Bible, to bring that word back in the anointing before that day of judgment begins, that the true word of God will be spread. We pray, Father, for an awareness, an awakening, and discernment, a wisdom to be laid out among those that's going to be watchmen, those, Lord, that's going to tell the truth. The only allegiance is to you, and no earthly allegiance, but that only to Jesus. Father, lead us through this week. And the Father, to cut those distractions down through your Holy Spirit to keep us protected. And these things we pray. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread as we forgive our debts. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Well, family, one second, please. All right, family, I was talking to some folks this morning when I was going around to places down here in Andy Griffinville. Sometimes I get out about the house when I finally can get out and then getting about and about. About certain things. So, okay, what we're going to do is talk a little bit. So, all right, so I just got some distractions going on. I always do, and it's just, you know, it's just one of those things. Until certain situations get resolved, I got sometimes communications problems and other issues I got to deal with. But I've always had that, but I make sure you all get the news one way or the other, no matter what. Of course, Thursday and Friday was definitely something out of my control. But this morning I was talking to those in Andy Griffinville, here in Mount Airy. And in one particular business I went to, we talked for like 30 or 40 minutes, about this country and about what's really going on in the background. The reality of what's going on. And where this country really came from. In reality. Oh, it is far from what we've been taught in school. It is light years. Virtually 180 degrees. From anything you've been taught in school has been virtually wrong. The roots of it maybe is there, but most of it's been incorrect. in our history. Up till, I don't know, was it 1970s, 1980s? Then all of a sudden they started really not teaching history anymore like they used to. Notice that. Especially after the 1980s. Certainly in the early 1990s. You know why? I can actually tell you why. Because that was the period of the children of the baby boomers, which you call the millennials. Now, one of these days, next couple of weeks, I hope, I'm going to break loose here. And I've been doing a study on how they've manipulated the generations. Quiet generation, that's your grandmothers, grandfathers. The baby boomers, that be those between 1945 and 1962. And then the X generation, then the millennials, and then the Z generation. And I got into a discussion about that. I told the person, some other people listening, I guess, that technically there should never really be any kind of a generation gap at all. Where does generation gap come from all of a sudden? Because a family situation, the mother, father passes down what they've learned to the children. What a concept. And then the schools, who are taught by others at age, same thing, or passed down to them. And then history books passed down, Fight for Freedom, July 4th, 1776, Civil War, World War One, World War Two, Fight for Freedom, blah, 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 kill the Nazis, yeah, yeah, yeah. All of a sudden they quit. Vietnam was a big change. I said, you know, something's funny there, something really odd. I discovered an agenda, a conspiracy. It's there. And it confirms through names, dates, quotes, you name it, that the change began in 1950. Orchestrated, pre-planned, designed. I don't know how many new listeners I have, how many old listeners I have, but the Quiet Generation and their families, your great-great-grandmothers, grandfathers, I don't recall off the top of my head that generation right now, but then they gave birth to the Quiet Generation, that's your grandmothers, and then baby boomers, that'd be us, 1945, 1950, 1962. We baby boomers are in the middle of a transition where rock and roll started. Now, your grandmothers and grandfathers and baby boomers' mothers and fathers were like, oh, this is music of the devil. You said, what you say? Be cool, Daddy. That not, no, that's some good stuff, man. Yeah. My blue suede shoes. Rock and roll, baby. Yeah. Motorcycle gangs, man. It's cool to have that jacket. That's cool. Well, I like to have one of those jackets. Yeah. Look at him. Look at him. Comb his hair back. Wow. I bet he's got more grease than a Kentucky Fried Chicken. Look at that grease on the hair. That's cool, though. Hang it in the mouth. Cigarette hanging out. That's cool. Look at the girls. They got the rolled up sleeves and the jackets, too. They all got the same jackets. Maybe went to the same Goodwill store. I don't know. What happened? I don't know. They're all cool. Don't mess with them. It's tough. Oh, yeah. Got switchblade knives. They're what you call, what's the word? Rebellious. When the Vietnam vets came back from a war that was pre-planned in the 1950s to fail by design before it even got started. You heard me right. The Vietnam War was pre-planned to kill. K-I-L-L. Kill. By design. Murder. The baby boomer generation. Fact. but on a slow process called cancer. Cancer was created in a laboratory. Fact, again. And make sure, as a matter of fact, to make sure that the baby boomers got their dose of cancer by design, you will find confirmed. CDC confirms it. They'll tell you what they've done. That they put cancer cells in the polio vaccines that we got as polio in 30 to 90 million Americans when they were babies, of course, in 1952 to 50, somewhere between 51 and 54. They put cancer cells, kind of like playing Russian roulette. In the polio vaccines. Then they put fluorine in the water. And they got chronic fluorosis by design. I've got the study, so don't even think about saying it's conspiracy theory. I've got the dadgum Scott and Pickett studies. I've got the results of them. I've got the numbers. I've got the conditions. I've got the amounts. Don't even tell me it's conspiracy theory. I don't even want to hear it. I'll throw it right back in your face and I'll fire for effect. For those that's really thinking about it. If you don't like me, you don't have to listen to me. And so, that's what they did. Boy, that didn't make me happy at all when I found all this stuff out. And then to continue on, they want to make sure that communism was your next enemy. It began in 1950 as designed. The Red Threat was already pre-designed. It was to take over after Nazism and fascism was defeated. Which actually, America was supposed to have become a dictatorship by 1945. As worked out by Churchill and FDR and Stalin and Hitler. The Japanese elite. Oh yeah, that's a fact. Now I don't have time right now in 2 hours to cover all the details to substantiate what I'm saying. But every word I say, ever since I tell you, I have a study for or I have evidence for. So, forgive me if I'm not telling you all the extreme details. I don't have the time in 2 hours. What I'm telling you is absolutely true. Then how'd they fool a country to go into self-destruction on the long term? Edward Bernays, nephew of Sigmund Stupid Freud, a Satanist. Oh, he was, absolutely. So was Edward Bernays, too. Brought Chris home. Gramsci. Satanist, communist, are one and the same synonymous. Oh, I know some of you Satanists are saying, oh, no, we're not. They're fooling you, too. Well, what they did was, you have an enemy to keep the people controlled, and war is the best way to do it. When you don't have a war, they had to come up with substitutes for war to control people. That's where the Iron Mountain Report came from. I've talked about that last week and week before. Population control, environmental pollution, extraterrestrials, the blood games like professional wrestling and all that stuff back in the 60s. All these are solutions to control people in a time of peace. Like 15 different ways. When a war starts, you got control of the people. Because you establish laws and rules based on a war. And they'll go with you because it's fighting for your freedom. Well, that's where Edward Bernays came in. He coined the term in the 1900s, fight for freedom. Well, now if you don't have a family structure, you don't have anything to fight for. You don't really, so what? As long as I get my 3 squares a day or whatever and go to work, make money, and have a good old time and do whatever, I don't really care what they do. But see, that wasn't what it was. Back then, the family structure fostered when you have a threat to fight for your freedom, to fight for my family, fight for my country, fight for my God, and all that sort of thing. Oh, and they milked it to the nth degree. Right up to 1950. And that's when Tavistock said, okay, now it's time to change it all and bring in the New World Order in its final fruition. To do that, we have to eliminate the last standing bastion of this thing called Christianity, sovereignty, and the monster we created called United States of America Incorporated. Marines, I'm a Marine, former Marine for a long time. We've been used as debt collectors, not fighters for freedom, as going on today. That's what it's all been about. So the takedown began in the 1950s. That's what Vietnam was all about, to establish the next new enemy called communism. It worked like a charm. Korea made sure we lost. We're going to win that, Korea. We're going to push the North Koreans back into China. And then if they'd let Chiang Kai-shek to cross over the Yalu, 500,000 fired up, motivated, highly trained, free Chinese would have wiped the communist Chinese off the face of the earth. But as General MacArthur said, that was never allowed to happen because they used our own 7th Fleet to block Chiang Kai-shek from doing that. Protected the Chinese, Red Chinese. We did that against our own troops. It's a fact confirmed by General MacArthur. And then the failure of Vietnam was not based on what the troops did or didn't do. The troops were never allowed to win. Our own State Department, Council of Foreign Relations, is responsible for every single death since World War II, Korean War, and Vietnam War. And this is confirmed. This is not an emotional outburst of threatening and speculation. This is confirmed by historians. The Council of Foreign Relations is responsible by design. Not either. The killing off of all of our veterans of World War II, Korean War, and Vietnam War by design, and using the rules of engagement to control the outcome of every war. And yet they're still operating in Washington, D.C. Now I hope that they hear what I say. What's really going on is thrown back in their face. Unmercifully. For what it really is. Murder by our own generals and legislators. All of the presidents, the worst ones, FDR, socialist. Reagan, that liar. Nixon. LBJ. Bush, oh, every one of them since 1915. Obama, Clinton, every doggone one of them have been part of this ruse. Putting our troops in every service on the chopping line. And so the commanders have to go by rules of engagement. If they don't, they'll lose their jobs. They'll lose their retirement. In some cases, they'll be assassinated, like Patton was. Some of them assassinated or moved around that you'll never know about. Others threatened are sent somewhere where they're quiet. They quietly retire and just go away and just be quiet. That's how it really works, you see. Now, back to 1950. When they targeted the baby boomers, they had to remove from the minds of the baby boomer generation any thinking of any individualistic type thinking. No more thinking on individual level. Had to remove all the loyalty to family traditions that you used to have. They had to remove any thought of national patriotism. Had to be gone. and get rid of all the religious dogmas. Had to go. You think, well, Tom, where'd you get that list from? How do you know that? What I tell you a little while ago. I get it from quotes, dates, names, times, people. Well, put up or shut up. Okay. Brock Chisholm, director, United Nations World Health Organization. He said in 1948 to 1953, as they controlled the events I'm talking about exactly right now, and controlled our military. Yes, right, he absolutely did. He said, and I quote, to achieve world government, it is necessary to remove from the minds of men individualism, loyalty to family tradition, national patriotism, and religious dogmas, unquote. If you look up Brock Chisholm, C-H-I-S-O-L-M, you'll find evil beyond personified. Now, to show you the consistency here, and that you start in the first grade, which is exactly what they did. Dr. Chester Pierce of Harvard University. Y'all ever heard of Harvard? Yeah. A medical doctor from Harvard, Dr. Chester Pierce, said, and I quote, to 2,000 teachers at one time, in other words, in front of 2,000 witnesses at one time. That's like a small town, isn't it? In Denver, Colorado, in the National Teachers Conference. When? In 1973. About 20 years later. Notice, I always find this fascinating, actually, in a way, when you study it. You can't get all emotional about it and all, you know, ground up about all this emotional stuff. You got to stay neutral to the best way you can. And do it as a professional study, right? Well, when you look at it from that perspective, get mad later. It's fascinating what they did. Brock Chisholm said in 1948-53, to achieve world government. Now, what's that world government? That's where we're headed now, in the final throes of it, okay? What have they got to do to achieve world government? He said, remove from the minds of men individualism, then remove loyalty to family tradition, remove national patriotism, and remove religious dogmas. Now, you don't start that when you're an adult. You do that when you're a child. That's common sense. Well, look here what, in 20 years later, what Chester Pierce said in front of 2,000 eyewitnesses. Notice the similarity. He said, and I quote, every child in America entering school to age of 5 is mentally ill. Why? Because he comes to school with allegiances toward our founding fathers. Check. Toward our elected officials. Check. Toward his parents. Family check. Toward a belief in the supernatural being. Religion check. Toward the sovereignty of the nation, a separate entity. Check, check. It's up to you teachers to make all these sick children well by creating the international children of the future. Now, if y'all are listening, that should be astounding. Because he parrots everything that Brock Chisholm said. And here he tells you, we're going to do it when they're 5 years old. When? 1973. By who? The children of the baby boomers. So what about the baby boomers now? Let's go back to that. What did they do to you, baby boomers? Excuse me. What did they do to us, baby boomers? How to get rid of all that we just discussed out of your mind from your family, your grandmothers, your mothers and fathers and all that those of you that's 1945 to 1952, how do they get y'all minds messed up? How do they get you to change over what you were taught by your parents? Coming back after World War I and World War II, you ready? Here's what they did. Feminism, funded by the CIA and Rockefellers. Fact. Gloria Steinem was funded by the CIA and ran by the CIA. The racial wars, 1960. The anti-war demonstrators funded by the Rockefellers and making sure that in auditoriums they were trained and being placed in certain airports, like in, especially in California, to meet the veterans coming off. Baby killer! Spit on them. Okay, let's practice that. Y'all ready? All right. Ready, go. And they yell baby killers and spit on them, and they would come trained in auditoriums. All right, now you got it. No, that's not going to work. Got to do it again, guys. Okay. So what first group is going out to LAX? All right, you all going out there? Let's make sure you got it right. That's what they did. It wasn't just spontaneous anti-war demonstrators just going, no, these were trained. Now, three-quarters of them were just follow along little sheepers, sheep, goats, horned abominations. They just didn't have anything better to do, and some of them were paid to meet our veterans who thought they were going over there to fight against communism, protect the family, protect the tradition, protect country, were met with disdain by design. What happened from 1945 when they were celebrating the win of World War II? All of a sudden it's like, oh, you guys are killers. You baby killers. You kill children. Well, doesn't make you feel too good, does it, Marines? I know when I was in 1975 and on, I was going in. I was one. I joined in 72. I said, well, I'm going to college. I have an opportunity to stay in college. I know Vietnam will still be going on. So I could be an officer and, yeah, I like the Marine Corps. I'll go to the Marine Corps. So I joined the Marines as an officer in college. And I used my college as that design. You had to anyway, as enlisted. To be an officer, you had to go to college. I was already in college. My draft number was 47. I didn't really care because I wanted to go anyway. Kill me some VC, man. Well, kill me a commie trying to hurt my family, trying to hurt my country, those old commies, reddies. And I bullied the long-haired hippies wearing the little emblems and cute little things and bandanas on their arms. You be wearing my campus, sucker. I'm going to find you in some ditch somewhere. You come on my campus wearing that communist crap, you're going to die. Or you're going to end up in the hospital, which is going to be. That's my attitude back then. I took martial arts and I played football and all this. And I said, doggone it, you know, red, white, and blue all the way, blah, blah, blah. I had no idea that the hippies were right. I don't think they knew what they were going against anyway themselves. They just had anything better to do. We were led to slaughter, Marines. But you had to. That's the problem. That's the problem. You take two pit bulls, right? Neighbors. They have illegal pit bull fighting thing going on. All right? So you train your pit bulls in your basement. In ways they do. Now those pit bulls haven't met each other. They don't even hate each other. But you're betting that when your pit bull is big, is going to beat your neighbor's pit bull, you're going to make some money out of it or whatever. So you meet up that night, Saturday night, whatever it is, and you bring your pit bulls and throw them in the middle. Oh, they have to fight or they're going to die. But did those pit bulls know each other before? No. They hate each other? No. But they're thrown in the middle to fight anyway. They have to fight. The enemies were made. on both sides working together at the highest level of government. We're the pit bulls. The Germans were the pit bulls. The communist VC were even the pit bulls. They put us to fight each other to survive, but they were taking the bets, making the money. On both sides. Who? The Jesuits. All they were Knights of Malta, Knights of Columbus, Freemasons. At the highest level, we're taking the bets, making sure that we fought and killed each other. After all, Lincoln blames the popery, the Vatican, the Jesuits for our Civil War, accounted for the biggest losses of American lives ever. And guess how that happened? We fought each other over a war that was planned by 1611. Oh, yeah. That's another story. Okay, now I can go on and on and on. I'm just giving you snippets, an idea of what you're running into. Now, back to baby boomers. Do it to us? You thought I forgot, didn't you? How to keep us distracted? The feminism funded by the CIA. The racial wars keep us all distracted, fighting each other. Anti-war demonstrators funded by the Rockefellers and Wall Street. Agent Orange to start the cancer by design. Using field-authorized shower heads made out of the barrels of empty Agent Orange was an improvised field shower unit. Now, are the generals that stupid? Of course, I will demonstrate here shortly that that's probably true, that they are pretty stupid. When I talk about bringing women in the military on frontline units, I'm just getting there. Oh, I'm just getting warmed up. Agent Orange and the commanders, field commanders, either lack the fortitude or they're members of the Knights of Malta, allowed field shower units to be established using empty Agent Orange barrels as the shower heads. So they put holes in the empty barrels, put them above the heads, in a wooden type establishment with shower walls made out of the puncho type material. And the troops would heat up the water, pour it in the put it in the barrels, and the troops would take showers from the Agent Orange barrels. Come on now. And there's other things they used in the barrels that would... you know, whoa. And in 1966, did you know that there was a group of patriotic, we use that word, patriotic. Patriotism is used as a weapon against us, our own country. And every other country, too. Germany, Russia, China, they all use patriotism as a weapon. All of them do. That's what the Illuminati does, to galvanize people and all that stuff. And so, in 1966, there were some, quote-unquote, patriotic companies and defense contractors that said, we're going to boycott the Soviet bloc countries for helping the Vietcong against our troops. We're going to boycott them. That's a patriotic thing to do. Well, you know, the State Department, you know, our CFR, State Department, traitors and liars. Okay, yeah. They're those guys at the highest level. Mm-hmm. The same ones that responsible for the deaths of World War II and Korea and Vietnam and all that. The same ones, family, that's proven to be the death, dealers of death. Like the Europeans have the same thing. They got the same thing going on. And the ones that, you know, blocked, made sure China stayed communist, State Department. Okay, got it? They said, no. No. You blockade the Soviet bloc countries, you're going against American policy. They sent a pamphlet out. I got the wording of the exact pamphlet. You know, if somebody sends me an email, I can read it to you, whatever. I got the exact quote from that damn... I'm sorry. From the same pamphlet, I got the actual words quoted. It said, working to the matter of the fact that it's against U.S. policy to blockade any Soviet bloc country. Can't do it. Not allowed. And if you do blockade Soviet bloc countries, you're working against the American policy. Now that's kind of, but here's the catch-all for this thing. As a result of that action, under the table, here comes the catchy part of it that wasn't told the American public. The catchy part of this was that the entire specifications for glycerol factory was passed on to the Soviets in 1966, same year. And you're saying, well, so all the civilians and citizens and all that, you're saying, well, what's glycerol? So what? What's that got to do with anything? Well, you have anybody, baby boomers, you maybe disabled from a booby trap, or some of you X-generation, you had a family member that was killed in Vietnam by booby traps? That's probably a sorry thing to say, but that's came from the death of booby traps. Accounted for 50% of all American casualties in Vietnam were by booby traps. 50% of 68,000 American veterans. 50% by booby traps. Glycerol was used by the VC to make detonators. Glycerin. Came from Russia. And same thing, Anthony Sutton confirms the other equipment as well from Russia. Well, guess where Russia got that from? I just told you. Henry Ford, in 1920s, provided Hitler with the equipment he needed for vehicles. Did y'all know that? Sure did. 1928, IG Farben Chemical Cartel provided 100%, not 99%, 100% of funding for the Nazi movement came from IG Farben Chemical Cartel. One tricky part. IG Farben Chemical Cartel got 100% of its funding from Wall Street. Rockefeller. Yeah. And all the industrial complex, like Bush, and all the rest of them. Are you all getting the picture here? Am I overwhelming you or what? I mean, this, for me, this is small talk. But you got the point. Now, if you all don't believe this, I can't help that. I'm not going to soften it none. I'm not going to tiptoe around it. I'm going to come right out directly and say it. Now, if you all want to run away from it, you can do that. You go and listen to, Four Blood Moons or some nonsense or, Fukushima. Maybe they'll come up with that again. If you want to, more fear there. No solution. It's all a bunch of baloney anyway. But I'm giving you cold, hard facts. Family, they're all controlled by a Luciferian agenda. These I'm talking about, the Illuminati. They follow the Luciferian agenda. Well, I don't believe Lucifer. That doesn't matter. They do. And they control it. Okay? So you cannot believe all you want to not believe. You stand in the middle of a train track and say, I just don't believe that train's coming. Here it comes, but I don't believe it. Well, who's going to win? But see, the losing part is them, because it is supernatural what's going on. Lucifer is supernatural. And they're following his agenda right now. That's where it's all coming from. This is the bottom line of every bit of it. Irrefutable, confirmed historian, Anthony Sutton said, and I quote, that the major source of Hitler's financial power came from a chemical cartel called IG Farben. IG Farben had a little-known source of its enormous power, Wall Street, United States of America. Quote, Sutton, without the capital supplied by Wall Street, there would have been no IG Farben in the first place. And almost certainly no Adolf Hitler and World War II. Unquote. Chicago Tribune, December the 9th, 1950, said, and I quote, the members of the Council on Foreign Relations are persons of much more than average influence in their community. They have used the prestige that their wealth, social position, and their education have given them to lead their country toward bankruptcy and military debacle. They should look at their hands. There's blood on them. The dried blood of the last war, that was World War II, and the fresh blood of the present one, as a Korean War. December 9th, 1950, Chicago Tribune, I got a copy of the article on microfiche. People don't want to hear this. They say, what's it got to do with today? And they say, what's that history got to do with today? What's going on? I mean, it's all history. I want to know what's happening today. I'm going to say, really? What's that got to do with today? Everything I said, some people don't connect the dots. I do the research to connect the dots, to show you that the dots are there to be connected. It's not spontaneous what goes on today whatsoever. So I talk about the Council of Foreign Relations. You look at it like, wow. Well, I got an uncle that works there. I didn't know that. Well, he probably doesn't either. He might need to want to know. Maybe become a whistleblower and start telling on them, huh? How about those apples? The people need to know. But what does me telling you about the CFR, killing off baby boomers, killing off your grandmother and grandfather that went there, setting up World War II, controlling Korean War, controlling Vietnam War, what's that got to do with today?
Oh, thank you very much, Richard, and I am delighted to be here in these new headquarters. I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I will have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
To answer your question? By their own mouth betrays them. I told you I have evidence from their own mouth. I don't make this stuff up. And this has been going on ever since, without fail. Family is supernatural what's going on, and they will fail. But there has to be a decision made from your soul level, whose side you're on. This is really the bottom line. Well, I'm going to continue to talk about, you know, the down-to-earth political, economic thing, situation. But I want you to know the big picture. And when I lay this out, it sounds like, well, gosh, there's nothing I can do. I'm going to just give up. No. Family, they lost this. They are the ones being placated, not you. They're trying to take them being placated, that they don't even know yet, to try to put fear in you so you'll find out that there's nothing you can do, which is wrong, that you're lost. But you might as well comply, which is a lie. reform the laws goes along with the Constitution and what they're saying. They're trying to change the laws, of course, to make it difficult to do that, to establish a dictatorship. 6 times they've tried this. But they're trying to set it up to where you'll accept it. Dictatorship by design. And you'll want it. That's how they're trying to set this thing up. But back to the baby boomers. They had to get us quiet. We received instruction from our families. A lot of it was behind the woodshed. At the meal place, boy, sit down. Daughter, shut up, get over here. It was 1940s and 50s. 30s, 40s, and 50s. That's how you're trained at 5 years old and 7 and 8 and all that. 45, 1946, 47, 48. So what did they do to immediately quash that passing on of national sovereignty, God, all these things I've just mentioned? Feminism, racial wars, anti-war demonstrations, Agent Orange, where I got last stopped, polio vaccines to start the killing process, to reduce the longevity of the baby boomers, to make them die sooner than 80, 90 years old. The drugs of the 1960s started coming in, 1950s through Bush, the oil platforms in South America. Oh, yeah. And the drug airports, they... CIA set up in Arizona. I'm sorry, in Little Rock, Arkansas. That's what Vietnam was all about. That's what Afghanistan is all about today, opium. Troops coming back can tell you that. The drugs kind of medicates the population, you know. Y'all ever heard of that before? Humanism taught in the schools, death education. Round and round noses. Rock and roll music. The rock and roll music brought in Satanism. Drinking, drugs, promiscuous sex. Oh, I was there. I mean, I was right with you. I mean, come on, I was one of the worst there was. I wasn't a hippie, but I drank moonshine, and I didn't mess with the drugs, but I drank moonshine, and I liked fighting, and I wanted to go fight and kill in Vietnam. I wanted to find somebody, but I never made it because 75, they called Vietnam off. In, was it March, April, May of 75, and after 1975, the communist threat of outwardly, publicly, in the public news, kind of went away after 1975, and then he heard about the win of the communists coming in and killing off the Vietnamese Christians. Oh, yeah. Thanks to the Jesuits and the Roman Catholic Church. Oh, yeah, because then they targeted Serbs in 1980s. Oh, yeah, 1990s? Uh-huh. Nothing new under the sun. Always a reason. That's why Hitler headed toward the Balkans. That's correct. Bale Komtar. Find the need, fill it, and use the population for your use and for their... production. Rock and roll music. Cocaine. Da, 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 da. Yeah, Iron Butterfly. Yeah, Black Sabbath. Some of y'all said, what are you talking about, boy? Well, you look in your archives. Iron Butterfly and Fifth Dimension. All that's part of it. Even the country music. Got to have an old train, your grandmother, drinking, adulterers, all kinds of things, promiscuous sex. I don't think so. It's all set up. Article I found today, sex is a new religion. Family's all been set up. Every single darn bit of it. To keep our minds, I mean, I can tell you every single move they've made just about. It's just mind-boggling. I'm just getting started. I have one more hour to go, and I'm trying to give you all as much as I can to lay the groundwork for this whole week. You got to know the enemy's position. You got to know the enemy's ground to start dismantling it or to cause them trouble by praying, legislation, groups. Now, you see, you go to the education seminars or the National Teachers Conference. You go to your preacher and you start, hey, why weren't you using the King James Bible? We got six of us here. Preacher, you see ten of them. No, ten couples. We demand you start using King James Bible. Why? Well, preacher, this NIV is missing 300 verses. Why is that? Can you answer us? Don't sidestep it. Answer the question. Well, to make it easier to read, why they remove the word Jesus out of it then? Does that make it easier? Put him on the hot seat. Make him squirm. It's your soul we're talking about. It's your children's souls we're talking about. And put the teachers on the hot seat. Make them squirm. Make the principal squirm. But you got to bring some duct tape and some, I don't know, duct tape maybe and a mask or something. You know why? When the first Freemasons opens his mouth, you take the duct tape and put it right across his face. And it won't be still. You tape him down to the seat. When it gets done, just jerk off the tape, say, okay, now speak all you want, and y'all leave. I mean that seriously. Because they're there to monitor and report to their Grand Inspector General how the plans are going. Same thing for law enforcement and schools and legislators. The Freemasons, Knights of Malta, Knights of Columbus, Rhodes Scholars, they're there to monitor, and they're the workmasters for the Illuminati. Right down every podunk little town across the United States. That's how it really works. And I hope they hear me. Because then they'll hear back what's happening, that they're destroying their own families by following up with this Masonic agenda. That goes way beyond Masonic. And they don't even know it. So once again, how they get baby boomers to think different than our parents when there should never be a generation gap. Everything I've said now for the past hour should give you an idea of what they did. Well, I'm not done. I'm not done at all. I've just barely scratched the surface of how they got the changing of the parents, your parents and your grandparents, passing down all those qualities that we had in the old days to through the baby boomers to change it all around in one generation. How they accomplished that in one quick dump cold water. Again, feminism, racial wars, anti-war demonstrations, Agent Orange, polio vaccines laced with cancer in them. That's confirmed. That's a slam dunk. Drugs brought in by CIA through Texas, Arkansas, from South America, Mexico, South America. Drop off the oil platforms is what the Bushes were all about. Bush was all about in Arkansas. Look it up. Look everything up. and find out for yourself. The drugs did it. They flushed the drugs in the black communities. Then the white folk, who were the elite, all elite my butt, they had drugs there too, just like everybody else. Don't be fooled. No different. And to bring the blacks in to the elite, they created the Boulay Society for Freemasonry. They'll eliminate it later, but not yet. They want to use the blacks right now that at the highest level. Most of you religious leaders, the black community, at the religious leaders, are Freemasons, Boulay Society. Once they're a Freemason, they no longer can be trusted. Scratch them. I don't care. T.G. Jakes, Brazier, Dollar, every one of them. Copeland, Hagee, Billy Graham's a 33rd degree Mason. That's a fact. Hagen, some of his, oh my gosh. Some of his, like Benny Hinn, oh my gosh, family. As best satanic as you can get. The Kundalini, the tongue, speaking in tongues, that ceased. That gift ceased. As evidence confirms in the Bible itself. That's demonic as it can ever be. Get out of these places. Education. Rock and roll music, add to the drugs. The music opens up the mind on both sides. Now you put the words in. Kill the pigs. Sex, drugs, rock and roll. Yoga, transcendental meditation. The yoga positions, in fact, position the body in such a way that supernaturally they open up portals. I'm not going to go in deep detail on that. But the meditation helps release your soul from the body. Allah's possession. So you add the drugs, you add the rock and roll music, you add all this together, you got your deadly cocktail of changing your... Oh, I'm not done yet. Religions. They created religions along the way. We're to date 41,000. I'd like to have a dollar for every religion created. I'd have $41,000. That's just Christianity. About three quarters of them are different. Different doctrine. It's like a smorgasbord in a Chinese buffet. I mean, just pick what you want. You got so many combinations, man. You can pick whatever combination you want. They have to carry out on a stretcher. You walk out with a belly like a Hindenburg. I mean, come on now. 41,000 say, there's only one God. In fact, there's one God. So if you've got 41,000 different sects of SECTS, in Christianity, just that's not Hinduism, Buddhism, I'm talking about that's Mormonism, but that's the biggest ones, Calvinism, Mormonism, Jehovah's Witness, that's three. Well, they've got 39,000 ECA to go. And they're all different in some way. Well, they check with God and see if it's okay or not. We just pick a religion we want. Say, God, here's my recommendation for my religion. You got to be kidding me. So that makes God a liar. Well, if you're all over here, it's good. It's okay for reincarnation. No problem. You can reincarnate and, okay. And over here, you all can kill people and, you know, and yeah, sacrifices. Yeah, cut people's heads. Okay. And you sect over here, some of you have to be baptized with water. This guy over here, you don't. So you want to change your sect over here? Okay. Is that God talking? Man, this is insane. Where'd common sense go? Man, there's one King James Bible. And that Bible's got set, strict objectives that's not up for interpretation. It's pretty daggum direct. Well, there's other Bibles out there. Uh-huh. Have you taken the actual time, besides being a sheep, and traced every one of them? I have. If I can, you can. NIV traces it. New American Standard Bible, the New King James Bible, the NASB, you name it. Jerusalem Bible, all the nonsense. If you trace it to its origin, they all go to one source. Every single one. Third century, Origen, a Greek philosopher. Every Bible you have, 327 plus. You even have Doug Sinus Dynasty make their own Bible. You can't do that, Doug Dynasty. You can't do that. You can't do it. You can't make your own Bible. For what? Who do you think you are? Making your own Bible? What, are you nuts? Been in a desert. You've been in a swamp too long, man. You can't do that. You have no right to. You're a bunch of frauds anyway. Ellen G. White, you can't make up your own Bible. Mormons, what are you doing? Jehovah's Witnesses? Baptist, man, you got so messed up. It depends what church you go to. You go to the First Baptist, everybody just sits there. And you celebrate Easter, which is Ishtar. It's a pagan religion, a pagan holiday. Look it up. If you don't believe me, look it up. Easter is pagan. All holidays are pagan. You go to another one, you got the Pentecostal and Charismatic. I know for a fact, testimony confirms Charismatic and Pentecostals. The Charismatic movement was created by the Illuminati. 1970s. 1960s, your Pentecostal and your Charismatic was designed, listen, was created to save rock and roll music. That was the purpose of the Charismatic movement. When rock and roll came out in the 1950s, your grandparents and your parents, quiet generation, baby boomers, oh, this is music of the devil. And you're saying, oh, daddy, oh, be cool. It's good music, man. Check it out. No, it's music of the devil. Oh, he's just old fogey over there. They were right. They almost won, according to John Todd, to get rid of rock and roll. Till the Charismatic movement came out in the 60s. They brought in Christian rock and roll. Scared the Illuminati to death, man. They thought, we got to have rock and roll music. It goes line in line with the drugs. And the words of the song. It saved rock and roll music. And destruction of a nation. Abortions. Singer. CIA. Planned Parenthood. Organization of murderers. Nothing more than plain old murderers. Their emblem, the Planned Parenthood, is a womb to be destroyed. Planned Parenthood is an organization of murderers funded by the governments and the elite of population control. I'll be talking about all this all week now. All week long, I got a lot to talk about. Abortions is nothing more. The main purpose of abortions, only purpose for abortions, is child sacrifice. It's not told to the public. A lot of doctors know this because they're Freemasons at the highest level. You'll have a lot of teachers or a lot of nurses that are Wiccan. I'm telling you like it is. The consumption of human flesh, the drinking of the blood of an infant, for them is immortality. An increase of their life force. So what they do with the baby parts, you do not want to know. They don't tell you about that. Diabetes to kill off the baby boomers. Cokes. Oh, Tom, you're going too far now. Really? Is that a fact? Well, I think you better check. And you'll find out in the 1860s at Coca-Cola. So, Cokes had cocaine in it in the 1860s. Cocaine. Now, nobody's ever told you cocaine's kind of addictive. Cocaine's kind of like a antidepressant, to say the least. It's illegal, too. So much so that the jingle for Coca-Cola back in the day, drink Coca-Cola, it relieves fatigue. Yeah, no kidding. What else relieves fatigue? A whole lot of sugar, then you crash later. It works perfect. It's cheap, same effect, then it takes down your life force. What's that got to do with it? Well, they got you addicted to Coca-Cola since 1860s to 1970s. Then they removed the cocaine out of the Coca-Cola. That's what happened to the formula, remember? Then they put loads of sugar that comes into one Coke. If you take a Coke and you boil it down to its essence ingredients over your stove, you better use an old pot. And you boil all the liquid out, look how much sugar you got. Black, about almost a half a cup or more in one Coke. It increases diabetes. It gives you a pump up. And then the sugar brings you down. And you think your kid's got ADHD? Oh, I wonder why. And now, they got Diet Cokes and all that stuff with aspartame. Cancer? Yeah, on the long term. And now they have what's calling, it's causing heart attacks in children. The energy drinks. I have 5-hour energy. I can write a song. I can do tennis. And I can run a marathon all at the same time. Come buy 5-hour energy today. There's all these different flavors. Come here, kid. Don't you want this? That's the purpose of it. Or does it go back to? Coca-Cola with cocaine in it relieves fatigue. We buy it off hook, line, and sinker. Health insurance. Glad to tell you about that. Come on now. Health insurance is to control the death process and make sure you die. It's not to bring people alive. You got good people that works in hospice, and you got good people that work in these places, but they don't realize on the highest level, under, shall we say, rules of engagement, the idea of these convalescent homes is make sure they die. For the very reasons I've been talking about now for the past hour and a half. Look at the lawsuits. If you don't believe me, I've done the research. Breakdown of family discipline, disrespect of the preacher. Disrespect of the parents. Rebellion. Wicca being brought into your schools. Psychotherapy. You know why psychologists become psychologists and psychiatrists? Because they needed one themselves. Any questions on that one? Freud, Tavistock, that planned everything I'm telling you right now, was planned through Tavistock, Sigmund Freud, Gestalt, Edward Bernays, Gramsci. So how did they get us baby boomers off track? So there'd be a generation gap in less than a decade. Feminism, racial wars, anti-war, Agent Orange, polio vaccines laced with cancer, drugs, humanism taught in schools, rock and roll music throughout the, well, that's a given, yoga, religions, new religions of all kinds. Just name your pick, choose. You don't like it? Make up your own, no problem. God's Dead, 1960s. Abortions. Don't worry about life. Oh, if it doesn't have a name, it's not a baby. See what they've done? Easy divorces. Hard to get married. Easy to get divorced, though. Divide the family. Diabetes to kill on the long term. Health insurance to control the death. Make sure they die. Break down the family discipline. Disrespect your parents. Psychotherapy. Just to make sure it all works. Family, this is all planted in Tavistock. Every single bit of it. I'm telling you now, we're talking points in Tavistock meetings. Going back to early 1900s. Did plan it, orchestrate it, put it to use. Now, that's where you are. Now, I'd say it's about, oh, I got a lot more, you know, to talk about, but I'm just laying the groundwork for this whole week. You understand? It's now time to pull up your bootstraps for counterattack. And the way you counterattack is, my people perish for lack of knowledge. It become knowledgeable, not tied to some church, not tied to some preacher. When you're starting to preach out of the wrong Bible, make him change. The Freemasons control it. Oh, but he's a good Christian. Why do you think that they do the good deeds? The wives are going to run bake sales, run around like Benny Hinn's, controlling this, that, and the other. Husbands are going to be the deacons and all that to show how they're good. They go home and beat their wives. Family, the reality is you pretend to be good so you can hide the nefarious end background and agenda. Well, we don't have Masons in our council meeting. We only have one, and he's just a visitor there. Right. You have one Mason always comes, don't you? Well, yes, just one. We're not all Masons, but just one, maybe two come in. Has ever thought on you that he is the whistleblower for the Masons to let them know what you're doing? And if one of you were speaking out of turn, that they're going to focus on getting rid of your job or changing your contracts or threatening you? Ever thought about that? Because he goes back and makes a report. Who's stopping progress? That's how it really works. Now, let's talk about up to date. Now, up to date, I want to talk about, we got 30 minutes to go. And I've been saying for quite a while now, and I can do this because I am a former U.S. Marine. I learned something in high school, biology class, that apparently the Joint Chief of Staff that either somehow forgot or, I don't know, maybe it's something they never learned. I don't know, that there's a difference between men and women. There's a physical difference that apparently they don't know. I guess is the only thing I can think of. That they're putting women on frontline units to fight with men, frontline units in war, or even out in the field for practice or exercises. And there's not going to be any problems? You think having homosexuals and Marines straight is going to be good for camaraderie? Well, apparently it doesn't work. They think having women frontline units in foxholes with men, either in exercises or in real war, is going to be a problem? Apparently they don't. I've been telling people it is a problem. Because women are not built like men. And then I learned some years ago that there was, in fact, an agenda to reduce the effectiveness of the U.S. military. They're orchestrating the 22 to 26 suicides per day. Is orchestrated. It is planned out. It's done on purpose. You go on my website, watchmanforjesus.com. I have a study there. And from that study, which is, I did it a few years ago. It doesn't matter. That's a starting point for you. Never take one source ever from nobody. I mean, no exception. You do your own research. One source never works. You need many different sources to confirm what you're looking for. I don't care if you like the person. I don't care if it's your great uncle. It don't matter who it is. Never trust one source. Okay. You test it out. You take my paper and you do your own expanded research of how the suicides are being orchestrated. Not only by drugs, but also by technology. To reduce the effectiveness of the U.S. military to stop the administration of the North American Union. Well, there's more of us than them. Don't believe none of your leaders in that baloney. It's bullcrap. That's garbage. You have Russian troops here. You have Chinese troops been here since 1990s. They have bases in Mexico, bases in South America, bases in Cuba, and the Panama Canal. They're already there. So your leaders are either dumb, lazy, or they're part of it. They better learn what the dick is. I don't care if it's a SEAL. I don't care who it is. If they don't know about this, they better wake their homesick butt up. It's already done. Or God forbid, they've already turned their life over to the Illuminati. Because they've lost faith. Because it's there. And the the UN troops are already positioned here in America now. While we are being placated. Homosexuals coming in the military was designed 1990s. No dance, don't tell. It worked perfectly. You can't have homosexuals and straights in the showers together. It don't work. You can't have female military on the ships together and foxholes together and expect not to have problems. And the leaders, to save their career, are hiding the rapes. That's cowardly. You may have war heroes, Navy crosses. I don't care. When you don't protect your women, you don't protect your male, you're a coward. Because you are hired as a military commander to speak up for your troops. If you don't, you might as well just go home and start a carpenter's business. Because you're worthless. You don't protect your troops. Every one of you that call yourself a commander or general, your military achievements on the battlefield have become worthless when you don't protect your troops in peacetime. That means your battlefield experience was for self-serving, self-preserving reasons why. From the time you're in to the time you leave, no matter what, you're there to protect your troops because they're the ones that win the wars. That's already planned anyway. Yeah, let me back up on that. That helped protect your butt when you're out in the battlefield. And yet you step on them by not protecting them when they're raped or beat up. We're talking men and women. I challenge you on that too. Because you hide the rapes. You lie about it because your commander is a Knights of Malta member. So what? Stick up his butt. No matter what he is. You protect your troops. Otherwise, you're worthless. And you'll live with that guilt from the time you retire to the time you die. Well, Here you go. Put up or shut up. Article came out fairly recently. It's an old article, but came out recently again for some reason. AP exclusive. Special ops troops doubt women can do the job. What a surprise that is. Where'd that come from? Commanders, Joint Chief of Staff, did y'all kind of skip the beat there and kind of get lost in your own self-serving positions? AP exclusive, : special ops troops doubt women can do the job, unquote. What a revelation that is. Carrying the chamber or the a piece, large piece of the 50 caliber, that's hard for a woman to do. Now, if you have Hilga from Sweden, and she comes there to work for America, or she's a weightlifter, that might be a little different. But she's got a whole lot of testosterone in her body. Not a lot of estrogen. You understand? But you don't have a lot of that. Not all of them have a whole lot of testosterone. There's a file photo of an Army, Special First Class Army. I've got the photo here. Holds a 44-pound section, 50-caliber machine gun, puts it on an M1A2 Abrams tank during a physical command study at Fort Stewart, Georgia. Surveys found that men in U.S. Special Operations do not believe women can meet the physical and mental demands of their commando jobs. And they fear the Pentagon will lower the standards to integrate women to the elite units, according to interviews and documents obtained Associated Press. Well, you see, special operations guys, you commanders, I don't think you understand what's going on. Not only are they going to try to do that, but you, the special ops, SEALs, Green Berets, Force Recon, they're not members of the secret societies. They will target you in your own country because they know you can kick their butt anywhere at any time. Chris Kyle was targeted for assassination. Pat Tillman was a target for assassination. The 22 SEALs killed 2 months after May 2011, the alleged shooting of bin Laden, which never happened. It happened in 2001. He was killed by Omar Sheikh. Omar Sheikh killed bin Laden in 2001. They lied to you. And the SEALs, they knew that wasn't bin Laden. So they made sure the 22 SEALs died on that helicopter crash to keep them quiet. The other SEALs that talk about, well, I was the one to pull the trigger, I know about, they wrote books and all that, they sold their soul to the devil. Baloney. They know that was not bin Laden. If they swear to it, then they're fooled. Bin Laden was killed in 2001, and if at all, he is dead before 2007 by Bernard Bhutto, confirms that on TV, talking with David Frost. She was killed 2 months later after that interview to make sure she shut up. She got more bravery than all of the Joint Chief of Staff. Bernard Bhutto, she died for it. Joint Chief sold her soul for it. So, now they're coming out and telling you, oh, they want to reduce the effectiveness of our special operations. That's how they're doing it. Our Joint Chief, CFR, are making sure. Studies were done. Survey personnel found that major conception within special operations about whether women should be brought into the male-only jobs. Well, there's a little bit of a problem about that. 12,000. One study, 2012. 12,000 rapes was male on female. 2012 in military. 15,000 rapes were male to male rapes. Oh. Oops. I bet y'all didn't know about that now, did you? Now, do you think that maybe, let me think about this for a minute, that male-to-male rapes and 15,000 male-to-male in military, do you think that would cause some problem in being together and working together to save each other's lives? You think it would cause a problem? I'm being extremely facetious here. If you're really trying to think about it, you've got to be kidding me. Y'all may not believe me, huh? Well, I don't
listen. I actually had thought about serving my country since approximately the third grade. It just looked like a lot of courage and honor and dignity and character, and it was everything that I was about. When I reported my assault, I was told that if I wanted to keep my military career, I should drop any kind of verbiage of rape, take an aspirin, and go to bed.
Marine Corps.
When I reported my assaults, I was treated like I was a liar.
They had his fingerprints on my articles of clothing where my zipper was broken. They found his DNA
Navy,
inside
Army.
My rape kit. He was still found not guilty of anything.
The commanding officer, his or her head is on the chopping block if a rape happens under their watch. The chain of command has a vested interest in keeping this under the rug.
Until we create an independent office
Jackie Spear,
to handle these cases, we continue to place
Jackie Spear.
The unit commanders and the base commanders in a conflict of interest. This is a problem we can fix. We only have to want to. Our troops protect us, and we should protect them.
But that can't happen because the Joint Chief of Staff are under a blood oath by the Freemasons and others to keep quiet. So they're not going to do that. That's too cowardly. So, you see, so you got to figure out what's going to happen there. But I'm not done. I'm not done. Coast Guard.
I was pretty much raised in a small little fishing village in Greece. My uncles were fishermen. I always, you know, woke up like 3 o'clock in the morning to go fishing with them. Loved being on boats. I knew I loved the ocean. Always knew I wanted to be somehow career-wise on a boat. Then we moved to New York City. I used to see the Coast Guard going up and down the Hudson River. I wanted to go out and, you know, do search and rescue and save lives. Day one, the officer in charge said that he didn't feel that females should be in the Coast Guard. I was like, let me just be the highest working best person at the station. A lot of people at the station went, like, talk to me. But one of my shipmates, like, told me, you know, what Chief is saying to you. You're not this horrible person they're making you out to be. So I kind of trusted him. He called me one day. He's like, oh, you want to go for a hike? Didn't have a second thought of, you know, why I shouldn't go hiking with him. We reached, like, a little pond, and he was like, I'm going to go for a swim. You know, I'm like, I don't have my swimsuits. I'm not going to go in. It's cold, too. He got out of the water and came, so I was like on the ground sitting down. And then he came like standing up and his penis was like literally like in front of my face. He's like, oh, you know what to do with it. I was like, no. So I got up and he pushed me back down, and that's when he raped me, and I was like, I kind of froze, like I couldn't even, like, I felt like I couldn't even walk, like that's how I felt, like my legs weren't even there, and I went to the executive petty officer office, who was the second in command. He's like, get out, just get out, I don't want to talk to you about this. Then they finally told me, okay, go back to the chief's office. So I went back upstairs to see the chief, and my rapist was there, and then the chief said, you both liars. You're both lying. Whatever issues you're having, just go work them out, and don't bring your childish behaviors here. So he ordered us to go up to the attic and clean it out as a way of working out our differences. So here we were in this isolated area from the station. And he's like, well, no one's going to believe you anyways. My friend in Boston, who was stationed in Boston, he physically went to the office and was like, this is happening, Burlington. Like, please call this girl. Like, she needs help. Next thing you know, I would call him the chief's office because he got a phone call from Boston. And he's like, well, this could ruin our careers. You need to get a performance evaluation. We're not even sure you should even stay in the Coast Guard. You're not working hard enough. So they sent me up to Station South Portland, Maine. Chief in South Portland, Maine. He followed all protocols. He's like, we'll send you down to Boston. We have legals there. We have medicals there. You're going to get all your support. We have a victim advocate who already knows you're coming. You're going to get help, and it's going to be okay. So they drove me down to Boston. I sat down with the investigator and told him what happened. And he was kind of taking notes, but he wasn't really taking notes. And I'm like, well, can you write this down? Like, I was telling him, like, what to write down. He's like, oh, yeah, I already wrote this down. I have read my investigation file, and every time I tell him, make sure you write that in there, he didn't. I was assigned a victim advocate, and that lieutenant, she was constantly blaming me for what was happening. She's like, well, why did you go hiking with him? Oh, what were you wearing? I mean, this was my victim advocate. So I was sent back to the station with a recommendation to get med boarded out for adjustment disorder. I got a phone call. They're like, oh, your DD-214 came. My discharge paper came in. They're like, we chose not to med board you. And it was an admin discharge. If I was med boarded out for a medical condition, then the Coast Guard would have to compensate me and give me like a monthly disability payment. By choosing to admin discharge me, the Coast Guard doesn't have to pay me out. In the morning, I went and signed my discharge papers. On my DD-214, it was like, honorable discharge, but the reason they put down was unacceptable behavior. And I didn't want to have unacceptable behavior on my DD-214 because I haven't done any unacceptable behavior. And they came back and changed it to miscellaneous and other. The day I received my recommendation to get a med board, I went online Googling like Coast Guard rape, Googling like military, like not much were coming up. And then I just started blogging about it. Pretty much almost overnight, I was just getting all those emails, a lot of them from active duty members telling me what was happening to them, which was almost identical to what was happening to me. You know, they reported it, they were met with disbelief. They were told that they were at fault. military rape crisis center. It basically just started me just offering mutual support. And people who I helped in the beginning to trying to get back. You don't have to be by yourself. You have help. You have people on your side.
Women are in the military. They're there. They're in the military. They're with you. You're going to die together. Why can't you live and work together instead of attacking each other? So that goes down to your basic troops. That's more stupidity. What's wrong with you? Well, let me tell you why. I started talking to you all about this an hour and a half ago. They changed the thinking of the X generation and changed the thinking of the millennials to where they don't have that same quality anymore. That's why. They worked on it through the ways I've told you all. By each generation, reduce that sovereignty, reduce that helpful patriotism and all that. It's gone. Video games have taken the place. Drugs have taken the place. Humanist training is the number one in every college and every university. Every high school has humanist teachers. So as you teachers out there, start at age 5. That would take a whole complete regeneration of a generation to redo what they've messed up since the 1950s. To start all over again. You see? But with some decision of becoming born again, it changes you overnight. Only God can change this in your lives individually. Oh, the nation's going down. No question about that, man. I'm waiting for Jesus Christ to come back. You know what I mean? It's not about country and flag and all that stuff and all this, that, and the other. It's about Jesus Christ coming back. It's not about my church, if I had one, or some preacher or pastor I really like. They have nothing to do with that. They got their own problems, every one of them, right up to the Pope, right down to Podunk Evangelical Church in Timbuktu, Kalamazoo. It don't matter. They got their own problems. The churches just sit there, man, just sit there. The parishioners don't do a thing except just sit there. Challenge your preacher. Troops not supporting each other. You can die together in war, but you can't support each other in peacetime. What's wrong? Granted, she put herself in a bad situation. She trusted. You can't do that, ladies. Men, you can't either. But that's how they want us to be. You to be. I'm not in there anymore. So you can't trust each other. Does that take away morale? Yeah. This is calls from high up. As you've heard in two testimonies. Commanders give no support because they're cowards of losing their career. Brave on the battlefield because of protecting their own self-interest, apparently. I'd like to say it a different way. Can't anymore. Destruction of America began in 1950 by design. Changing the generation of the baby boomers in one quick dump of the water, cold water, bam, in one decade. It's done. And then from then on, the schools and colleges taught the humanist agenda. And the war has been pre-planned to lose by our own general staff, legislators, presidents, CEOs, controlled by the Vatican and the secret societies. Now it's those damn Jews. Shut up, Cletus. It ain't the Jews. It's Zionism. Teach them about Zionism. Oh, my gosh. Zionism was created in 1897 by the Vatican. Islam was created by the Vatican in the 6th century. Nazism. Fascism. Now tomorrow, that was created in the 1870s, by the way. Now tomorrow, I'm going to talk about the real source of communism. Communism, family, is the Babylonian system. It goes back to Nimrod. We've been under the communist group worldwide since Nimrod of the Tower of Babel until today. Communism has always been the ruling class. That's correct. Only when the enemy is made public, we think it's an enemy. Communism, secular humanism, communitarianism, Marxism, socialism are all the same. Oh, I know, you're going to have a Harvard professor or some educated guy come out and say, oh, no, it's not. They don't have a clue what they're talking about. Communism was created in its exact form with objectives. Adam Weishaupt, 1776. Before that, was still ran, but not organized completely. Before it was sanctioned in 1772 by the Rothschilds to Adam Weishaupt. Adam Weishaupt was a Jew. Oh, gosh. Yeah, what Rothschilds were German, called Bauer before Luciferian. Come on now. See, people are all caught up in this nonsense. Well, family, my time has come. And tomorrow, I'm going to continue on in more detail. And we'll talk more about the news tomorrow. And we'll see where I go with it. Oh, by the way, Washington State flies a communist flag at state capitol, took it down recently. And remember I told you about Detroit, Michigan? I told y'all they destroyed Detroit on design 20 years ago. I told y'all, my listeners, Dearborn, Michigan, Detroit was heavy in Muslim. Well, now they got an article, Beware of Michigan Stand. Muslim population, United States, to triple by 2030. In Michigan, just like I told y'all. Anyway, let y'all know that my broadcasts and Bible studies are played up at also highportradio.net on a random basis. John Kirkler, H-E-R-K-A-L-E-R, John Kirkler, plays my broadcast of Bible studies and on a random basis on his network, and he has sponsors there. And if you look at New York, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania, if you have the sponsors in that area that's around you, go use them. You'll find the sponsors on his website, highportradio.net. My archives and some of my studies you'll find on my website, watchmanforjesus.com. And my Facebook is Watchman for Jesus. You can join me anytime there and send questions there. Well, family, I know today for some of you it might be intense, but this I'm trying to break down to you what's exactly going on today. And not just four blood moons and some Westboro Baptist church isn't coming to relate. All that stuff is just keep you all busy. And the religious laws going on today, religious freedom laws, is to keep you all busy and divided. And Planned Parenthood caught accepting donations to abort African American babies. All that's to keep you divided and in design. You know, I'm going to break it down tomorrow. Well, y'all have a good night. God bless. And it's time we saw the truth of what's really going on. Not get distracted. Jesus Christ is coming back. That's the bottom line. Get right with Jesus Christ. That's what everything boils down to, family. Everything. So y'all have a good night. And God bless y'all. And we'll see you tonight. Bible study, 8 to 9. Eight to nine, Bible study. Monday through Friday, I have that also. So, hope I scared you off too much, but I had to tell y'all what's going on. And being I've been away for a while, I decided I'd hit the ground running. Good night, and God bless. We'll see you tonight at 8 or tomorrow at 4 to 6. This is your Watchman, Thomas Gamble, signing off.